Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jeff Pedowitz of the Pedowitz Group. Welcome to Ignite Demand Generation on Blog Talk Radio. Every month, this innovative series delivers proven ideas, techniques, and examples on how you can deliver a measurable contribution to your company. The content for this series is provided by a wide variety of nationally recognized experts. Each issue, whether through email series or Blog Talk Radio, provides you with practical insights you won't find anywhere else. For more information on Ignite Demand Generation, please visit our website at www.pedowitzgroup.com. And now for today's program. I'd like to welcome Christopher Wright, Director of Sales and Marketing for MSP Digital Direct. Chris joined MSP Digital Direct in January 2006 after spending 3 years as a client. A highly successful, results-driven marketing and public relations professional with over 10 years of experience, Wright has developed and implemented integrated marketing communications and branding initiatives for national and international ad agency clients, as well as an international software company. Wright's diverse agency and corporate B2B and B2C experience includes clients in the pharmaceutical, healthcare, beauty, food service, packaged goods, flooring, economic development, manufacturing, and restaurant industries. Today, Wright leverages its diverse experience and marketing expertise in a collaborative manner to conceptualize strategic programs that leverage the power of one-to-one marketing and provide a significant return on investment for clients. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
Great. How are you today?
Good. Very well.
So, Chris, I really want to welcome you to the show and looking forward to speaking with you today. So I guess my first question for you, Chris, is direct mail still being used by B2B marketers? And if so, how does that look like in today's world?
You know, my experience has certainly been that B2B is still a very hot market, you know, even I would say almost as more so in some cases than B2C. You know, we have found that, especially with one-to-one marketing initiatives, there's a lot of value with some of the direct mail initiatives you can do in B2B. It gets down to a point where using a lot of the personalization and relevancy, I think, can make a really big impact in the B2B market because customers are that much more apt to buy a product when you're able to speak to them, you know, in a direct manner.
So now that's interesting. So how do you take a direct mail piece and make it relevant?
Well, there's a lot of different things you can do. One is certainly the use of testimonials. We've had a number of successful campaigns with B2B clients where we're using a testimonial-driven campaign where we're using sort of a one-to-one approach where we're talking about someone who uses a particular product, one man to another man type thing or something. You know, if it's in the medical field, for instance, one doctor speaking directly to another doctor seems to have a lot of credibility and really kind of makes a big impact when you can kind of do that sort of one-to-one thing where somebody in the industry who respects someone else kind of getting that testimony directly from them. I think that works very well.
So I guess maybe we should take a step back because for most of us that are used to direct mail, I mean, we send up a big batch job, 10,000 pieces, we go down to the printer, and it's relatively fixed. Maybe if we know ahead of time, we could personalize the person's name, and I know I get a lot of those pieces in the mail, but what's digital direct mail, and how is that different than what marketers are traditionally used to?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, really, it's a lot more than just personalization. Personalization has been around for literally decades. You know, being able to put, you know, Dear Chris on the top of a piece is really doesn't have a lot of cachet anymore. But if you can use information such as, you know, what the has formerly purchased, you know, the purchase history, other relevant things about the industry, how a product or service directly benefits and is segmented to a particular industry, I think that can really have a much greater impact. You know, in the B2B market, if you're selling a piece of equipment, but it may be going to the education, the medical, and multiple different fields, you know, there's probably a different message that needs to go to each individual segment of the audience. So it just makes sense to speak to each audience directly. And with, you know, variable data-driven campaigns, we're able to do that. So that's where I think you can really sort of separate the different types of programs. And then adding in, you know, additional tools such as personalized URLs really lets you get to that next level and really adds a level of trackability to campaigns.
So how does that work? Do I design a piece that with different sections in it, then I send you a file with names, and then instead of just the names, I give you these pearls, and I give you individual content blocks, and then that's how you can populate it? Or is it
A lot of it is, you know, it's really not. I mean, for the client themselves, it really shouldn't be too much more complicated. I mean, that's really where we come in, where we're experts with our programmers and our pre-press people who have experience doing this. Essentially, a traditional direct mail list might be name, address, city, state, zip. And in a list like this, you may have name, address, city, state, zip, last purchase, industry, title, you know, other pieces of information that we can use in the piece to drive variable images and variable content. The pearl address itself is something that we would normally append to a list. That could use the person's name, they could use the company name, et cetera. And the reason we do all of that is because we really want to be able to track with 100% accuracy who has responded to campaign, and then even furthermore, the ability to gather additional information. So through a pearl campaign, we're able to fulfill a promotion of some sort, give them more information or give them some sort of reward for visiting the site, as well as ask them a few other questions about how can we better serve you in the future, and then be able to ask some questions from a marketing and sales perspective so that you can have a more intelligent conversation with your prospect or client in the future.
So what for those of our listeners that may not know, what is a pearl and how is that different than a traditional landing page for a campaign?
A pearl is simply an acronym that stands for personalized URL, and essentially what that is, a traditional landing page where you can track the overall response rate to the landing page. You're not able to track individually who has visited with a time date stamp, the ability to transition real-time alerts back to the sales channel. We've done a number of campaigns that use pearls where the person's name is in the URL address that has been printed individually on every single card, so that every time a recipient hits the site, we know exactly who at that time, date, stamp, who has visited the site and what they're interested in. And where that's valuable is we can then transfer that lead back to the sales channel in real time. And if you have a sales channel throughout the country, for instance, and you maybe have a channel of 10 different salespeople covering different regions, based on where that person is located and where they responded, we can then transfer that lead to the correct party. So it really lets us be able to track, again, with 100% accuracy, exactly what's happening in any given campaign. And that's really a big, it's really a big leap over what a traditional direct mail campaign can do.
Now, would I still want to send these things out as a batch? Or with digital direct mail, can I send these out as smaller portions, even in an individual piece? And is it cost effective?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about digital is that some of the huge overhead costs that are part of a traditional offset direct mail campaign, where you're not really getting an economy of scale until you print tens of thousands of pieces. With digital, there's much less setup. It can be much more of a direct to press type relationship, and you're able to print even just a few pieces, a dozen pieces or a few hundred pieces. Relatively cost effectively. You don't really need to get into something where it has to be, 50,000 pieces to get an economy of scale. So it really is a lot more flexible that way.
Okay. And have you seen this medium used with other channels like email, voicemail, or marketers mixing channels together to produce a better result?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer in integrated, marketing communication. So, I don't think that you should rely on any one particular medium too heavily. I mean, I think that in a successful campaign, there should be a mix of traditional, initiatives as well as some of the new media initiatives. And I feel like, a direct mail campaign using pearls, driving someone to a website, and then following up on that campaign with an email, everything should be sort of integrated and really kind of close the loop. So yes, by all means, I don't think that any one marketing campaign should really just be one type of initiative, but really kind of, find a nice balance to be able to integrate them all together.
So let's talk about performance. I mean, if you're a classic direct marketer, you're probably used to getting 1%, maybe 2% if it's a good list. What can digital direct mail in combination with some of these other channels do for you in terms of a response rate?
Well, like anything else, there are important factors. The traditional numbers have always been, you know, 40% of the success of a campaign is based on your list, 40% is based on the offer, and 20% is based on the creative. That's kind of always been the traditional model. That doesn't go away. It's still very important to have a quality list, especially when you're talking about digital and personalization and relevancy. You want to make sure that the list is a good list. The offer needs to be compelling, just like any other piece. But if you do it right, you know, using some of these different initiatives, it's more quality over quantity, and it really gives you the ability to drive much higher response rates. On average, as you said, a traditional direct mail campaign might only get, you know, 1-2%. You know, it's not uncommon for campaigns that we do, especially in the B2B market, even more so than B2C, to see double-digit response rate, you know, 10, 15, 20% response rate, particularly the Pearl campaigns, where we can really kind of track exactly what happened and gather additional information.
Interesting. That's pretty compelling. What about cost, though? I mean, whether you can print a piece at a time or you go ahead and print 10,000, is it cheaper than traditional methods? Is it more expensive?
Yeah, it's definitely not cheaper, but at the end of the day, it actually, in most cases, is more cost-effective. So really what marketers sometimes need to kind of get their head around is not about cost per piece, but actually about cost per response. So if, you know, a traditional campaign sends 1,000 pieces and they get a 1% response rate, that's 10 people. If you send a digital campaign 1,000 pieces, you get a 10% response rate, that's 100 people. So even though the cost of the campaign was on average perhaps three times more expensive than a traditional campaign, at the same time, if I'm getting 10 times the response rate, well, then I've made a very good investment because I've now gotten that many more people to respond to my campaign. So it really comes down to what are you trying to accomplish and what is my cost per response at the end of the day. And I think that's the best way to really evaluate return on investment.
I think that's a great point. So what would be some uses for using digital direct mail? What kind of campaigns should marketers think about if they're going to employ this medium?
You know, it really runs the gamut. I mean, we've done some amazing campaigns for, you know, auto dealerships, you know, obviously in more of a B2C way where you can say, you know, thank you for your recent visit, you know, your the vehicle that you purchased on this date and time. Thank you for coming in for service recently. Here's an offer of some sort. Being able to make it very relevant in a B2B way, you know, being able to use, as I said, testimonials, being able to segment the message to the each particular industry, because many times a B2B product will go cross, you know, a number of different channels, and so it gives you the ability to really kind of segment your message within one campaign to multiple audiences. You know, that ability to really kind of, you know, the old analogy that you wouldn't talk to your girlfriend the same way you talk to your grandmother, so why send them the same message? You know, in this case, you'd be able to segment that by age, income, sex, you know, presence of children, those type of things, and really kind of get down to a much more relevant personal conversation with your clients and prospects.
So I know a lot of marketers build lists over the years, and then over time, of course, those lists get stale, and many people move on. Would this be a good use to see if you could wake some people up to see if their names are still valid, or you want to try and get them to opt in?
Definitely, yeah. That's always a common occurrence, and I think that it's important to use, you know, the combination of both standard class mail, which is a little bit more affordable, and first class mail, which will give you, you know, returns if there are bad addresses, and also things like the NCOA, National Change of Address, and other different list filtering tools, I think are very important to be a part of. But when you get down to it, being able to get somebody to sit up and take notice and make an actionable decision, you know, as you well know, it takes a number of impressions. I mean, it takes 8 to 12 impressions before, in most cases, a client or prospect is ready to make an actionable decision. Well, that said, if you can make a more compelling argument for them to do something, if you can, you know, send them a message that is more relevant to them and more personalized to them, they're going to be more apt to make a decision and to make an actionable, you know, event. So that's something that I think, you know, feel very strongly about, and you can be able to sort of accelerate the process with digital by having a more intuitive conversation with them.
Okay. So what are some other considerations a marketer should think about if they're going to go down this road and look at digital direct mail?
I think at the end of the day, like anything else, you know, you really want to sit down and make sure that you clearly define your scope, clearly define what you're trying to accomplish, who your audience is, what you know about them. Make sure that you're not just doing, you know, digital for the sake of digital. You know, if the only thing you're going to do is put Dear Chris on a piece, and, you know, Dear First Name, then I think you may not be fully realizing the potential and really may be wasting your money in some way because you're not going to see the appropriate lift. So I think it really comes down to what is the information you know about your client or prospect, how can you apply that information in a relevant way. As a for instance, if you only know name, address, city, state, zip, but you are sending something to you know, maybe in the home building market, you try to invite you know, potential prospects into to an open house. Well, with digital, you could potentially take some distancing software and be able to say, you know, do you realize that you're only 2.4 miles away from this brand new open house? Or here's, you know, we'd invite you to this open house. Here are turn-by-turn directions specifically for you, Mr. Jones, for how to get to this open house on this date. So you want to be able to make sure that you can incorporate, even if you only have a little bit of information, as much relevancy as you can into each campaign.
That makes a lot of sense. Any best practices? I know you mentioned certainly the content, the offer, and so on. But any other best practices that you would recommend to marketers that are getting started?
More so than anything else, and this is not just a direct mail type tip, but really any marketing initiative, it takes frequency and repetition to really kind of cut through the clutter. You know, we've had a lot of success with some oversized pieces that are a little bit differently sized than the traditional you know, number 10 letter, you know, to kind of stand out in the mail. I think that's important. But really frequency and repetition. If you don't hit an audience, I'd say at very minimum three times, and they don't begin to build an awareness for you and your product or service, you've really kind of wasted your time. I mean, for me, if you're going to send a piece out once a quarter, it's almost like each time that you send a piece, you're starting from scratch because, you know, over 3 months, you know, it's hard to remember what I had for dinner last week, let alone what I get in the mail. So I think it's very important to make sure that you're continually top of mind, and that may be, you know, at least once a month or maybe even more frequent depending on what you're selling, and making sure that when that customer gets to the point of wanting to consider your product or service, they remember who you are because you've now hit them multiple times over the last few weeks or months.
So, Chris, what would you say to the marketers, that, you know, especially in B2B, that have used email a lot, and they say, well, look, we have all these Web 2.0 technologies. I can email for next to no cost. I can do blogs. I can do podcasts. I can build a social network. I can drive demand online without spending any more money. Why should they look at this medium? Why should they look at a traditional offline channel in the mix of everything else?
Yeah, I would say to really kind of take a step back and look at it from their client's perspective. You know, think about put themselves in their shoes. How many hundreds of emails does the average business person receive a day? And how much time do they have to review unsolicited emails? You know, I think from that standpoint, people get really more annoyed than anything else these days by getting inundated with email type marketing. You know, 5 years ago, I think it worked pretty well, and I think it still can work as part of an integrated campaign. But to put all your eggs in that basket, I think is really kind of short-sighted. And I think that in the long run, you're not going to be happy with the results. I think an integrated campaign that includes something that's more direct and hits the audience, you know, on their time and lets them go visit and find more information, like I said, with a pearl on their time 24 hours a day, I think is a better relationship building vehicle than email, because I think with email, it's too easy to just, you know, hit the, you know, either even if it gets to their regular inbox or not their junk mail, it's too easy to hit delete. And I think that, you know, relying on that, you know, you're not just talking about a 1% response rate. You may be talking about you know, infinitesimal, maybe talking about, you know, hundredths of a percent of a response rate. So at the end of the day, you kind of get what you pay for.
Great point, Chris. Great point. So I guess finally, I really want to thank you for the time today. If people want to get some more information from you and from your company, what would be the best way to contact you?
Our company name is MSP Digital Direct. You can find us on the web at mspdigitaldirect.com. You know, we've been in business for 55 years. We mail about 400 million pieces of direct mail a year. And, you know, we're happy to help in any way we can. But we're on the web, and you know, again, my name is Chris Wright, and I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing here for MSP Digital Direct. And, you know, if we can help you brainstorm some ideas or come up with, you know, a different solution, we'd be happy to help you do that.
Well, thanks again, Chris, for joining us today. And I think you've given our listeners a lot to think about, and this is definitely a very exciting space. So thank you again.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Blog Talk Radio.